Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Chimene Nugent, and I'm so grateful to have my next guest, a former competitive swimmer who has been leading the fight for women in sports, Riley Gaines. Riley, welcome.
Well, thank you so much. I am so glad to be on with you.
Now, I have to share just a little bit. So I was a state champion swimmer two times growing up.
Oh, wow.
So I understand the effort and the energy, the hours, the months, and the years that go into training for, and you only have a window of time to compete. How did it feel, how did it make you feel when you found out that you were going to be competing against a transgender swimmer?
Truthfully, at first, I kind of laughed at this. It seemed like such a far-fetched idea. It seemed like something that never would have really happened to me or someone competing at my level. And it felt like, honestly, like a Saturday Night Live skit or like a Babylon Bee headline or like a South Park episode, which are meant to be objectively funny. So at first, you know, I kind of chuckled until I directly experienced the injustice, is what I call it, the injustice of having a man competing in the pool with us and changing in the locker room with us. And I felt ashamed forever laughing at this because it felt like betrayal. It felt like we were going into the race with the hand or with our hands tied behind our back. And really it was just feelings. And to mention the locker room aspect, that was feelings of awkwardness. It's embarrassing. It's uncomfortable. But I think the best words to describe that experience was traumatic.
I can't even imagine. I mean, I'm really shocked, though, that other swimmers, other female swimmers weren't speaking out and you were the only one.
Yeah, these girls, they're fearful. They're terrified. No one wants to be labeled transphobic or homophobic, or even I get called racist or white supremacist or domestic terrorist or fascist or whatever other derogatory term they can think of. It's effective in keeping young 20-year-old girls quiet, even coaches, right? There have been very few coaches. For example, my coach, University of Kentucky, who coached there for 10-plus years. For publicly supporting me, he was fired from his job. So the threats and the risk, they're real. And that's why there haven't been a ton of female athletes or coaches or parents even in my same position who have been impacted by this movement, who have taken a bold stand and acknowledging how this is harmful to women.
Well, I thank you so much for being bold and brave. And I know it wasn't easy. Speaking of that, talk about what happened in San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's wild.
Well, you're laughing about it now, but it wasn't funny then, right?
No. And the reason I laugh now is because if you think about it, right, for merely saying men and women are different, I was punched by these men who were wearing dresses. I was held for ransom through the night in San Francisco, where these hundreds and hundreds of protesters demanded that if I wanted to make it home safely, I had to pay them money. It's almost just a comical juxtaposition. But yeah, I did. I feared for my life. I've been spit on. I've had drinks poured on me. I've had people show up at my house. Of course, the most profane, heinous things you could possibly imagine have been yelled at me. So really, I think the fear is rightfully had. And I think, you know, we often conflate fearlessness with courageousness. Understand, those are two different things. A lot of people call me fearless. No, I am not fearless. There are definitely things that I'm afraid of, but courage is willing to do the right and moral and just thing despite having those fears.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for doing that. And you even spoke out I want to show a little clip of your testimony in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Pause and we'll take a look.
In addition to being forced to give up our awards and our titles and our opportunities, the NCAA forced me and my female swimmers to swim to share a locker room with Thomas, a 6'4", 22-year-old male equipped with and exposing male genitalia. Let me be clear about this. We were not forewarned we would be sharing a locker room. No one asked for our consent, and we did not give our consent. And I'll set the scene. A swimming locker room is not a place of modesty. You're undressing, you're fully exposed, and we were forced to take off our swimsuit in front of a man who was doing the exact same thing. If nothing else, I truly hope how you can see this as a violation of our right to privacy and how some of us have felt uncomfortable, embarrassed, and even traumatized by this experience.
It's just unbelievable that we are even having this conversation in this day and age. You stood your ground and you haven't backed down. What else is up next for you? How are you going to continue to help save true women's sports?
Well, you know, I do a lot of advocacy work. I think that's something that we as conservatives and Christians, we need to do better is on the ground work. It's what the other side does so well. So I'm proud to say I'm an activist, truly. I see these states that are in need of some legislation or whatever that might be. And so I just got back from New Mexico. This is Governor Grisham. She's a female governor. She has spoken out about violence against women and protecting women's opportunities before. She's a Democrat, but I figured she would be receptive to the idea of meeting with me and hearing me out on the importance of protecting women's sports and single-sex spaces. Yet when I asked her to meet, she told me she didn't have time. That's okay. I showed up to New Mexico at her front door, the state capitol, anyways. We're holding their feet to the fire. We're holding them accountable. We're drawing attention to the fact that these people who claim to be feminists, weirdly enough, aren't actually standing with women. We have to be able to call out their hypocrisy. And that's what I'm doing, whether that's the state level, the federal level, the most important level is the local level. All politics are local politics. And just really trying to expose a lot of these people in powerful positions who are really cowards.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, something good has come out of all this. You were able to write a book, Happy Snakes Day. Talk about that.
Yes, I partnered with Brave Books to write Happy No Snakes Day, which is a children's book. Of course, the message is about speaking the truth despite the consequences or being afraid, because it's always worth it and the truth always prevails. So that's what the book is about. It's, of course, got really cute illustrations. There's some squirrels and, of course, some snakes. Team Brave is there. And if you don't know much about Brave Books, I encourage you to go to bravebooks.com, look them up. They're an amazing subscription service. They have different authors each month. These authors, they share a different pro-God, pro-America, pro-family value. Of course, this differs from what a lot of schools are teaching young kids. But these are the messages that young kids need to hear.
Absolutely. Riley, how can people support what you're doing and maybe help buoy you or show up when you go to different speaking events?
Well, first and foremost, again, a great way to support not just me, but to support the movement that we're advocating for here is to go to bravebooks.com, check out what they're doing. If you've got kids, if you've got grandkids, if you've got neighbors who are children, check out what they're doing. I promise you, you will not regret it. You can follow along with my personal social medias at Riley_Gaines_ on X and Riley G. Barker on Instagram. I try and post some breaking stories and what's going on around the country often.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Riley. God bless you. You certainly are an Esther. Every show I end with Esther 414, and that just reminds me of you.
Well, that's very sweet. And, you know, I've struggled for a while because I felt like God called the equipped. But oh my gosh, he equips the called. Thank you.
I love that. And oftentimes we don't have what we think we need, but God will be there and he certainly has equipped
Absolutely.
You. So
Absolutely.
Thank you again. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
God bless. I got all emotional with that because I do understand. I was a competitive swimmer when I was a kid, one state champion, never made it to where Riley is or was. I just can't even fathom having a little girl and forcing them to be in a locker room with biological men. And worse yet, that we're having this debate. It blows my mind. Speaking of blowing my mind, there is a company I want to tell you about that you need to have in your life. You need to get these products. It's called Sparrow Gear, sparrowgear.com. And why this is important is you've probably noticed 5G. You've probably noticed maybe that you're feeling a little dizzy or headachy or just a little bit off. It could be from EMF radiation that it could be making you sick. So thankfully, Sparrow Gear is silver lined clothing, silver woven clothing, and it can block EMF radiation and 5G from causing you harm. And you might not know it, guys, but it is out there. It's real. And Ted and I both have what's called Faraday bags, and they do work. You'd think that, okay, it's just a little floppy bag, but you put your phone in it. You could even have it on and then have somebody call you. It will not ring. And why is this important? Well, because you don't want people tracking you, listening to your conversations. So put your phone at night, especially, in a Faraday bag from Sparrow Gear. Go to sparrowgear.com and use the promo code FAITH to get 10% off. That's sparrowgear.com. And the promo code is FAITH. And you want to have a discount, right? Everybody loves a discount. All right, we've got an amazing show coming up, the rest of the show for you. So don't go away. We'll be right back. I don't know how you feel about this, but we don't like to buy meat from the store. We don't want to encourage anybody to buy meat from the store.
It's unsafe.
It's unsafe. It's got antibiotics, chemicals, mRNA in it. But we did find this beef that is freaking amazing.
I'm not a big fan of beef, but I've become a big fan of beef. It's the best we've ever had.
Seriously, the best steak ever. And that's coming from the Whackmaster and our friends.
Switch to America with Shemaine.com, the best beef in the world.
If you really want to try it, check out Switch to America with Shemaine. What's that?
Switch to America with Shemaine. I switch to America with Shemaine.com. Switch to America with Shemaine.com, the best beef, the most delicious, the healthiest beef in the world.
We love it, and we know you will too.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. You've probably heard about lab-grown and 3D printed beef. Just eat the bugs, right? Well, no thank you. Ted and I found these amazing products. It's at switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. Go to www.switchtoamericawithshemaine.com for your grass-fed, all-American beef. You guys, we got to support Made in the USA. This is the never ever label, no mRNA, no pesticides, no hormones. Now here's the deal. So when you go to switchtoamericawithshemaine.com, you're going to enter in a little bit of information and somebody from my team is going to call you and help you place your order. And it gets delivered right to your doorstep. Ted and I love our ribeyes. Go to switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. Okay, joining me live now, the one and only Juan O'Savin. Juan, welcome.
Hey, it's beautiful to see you again, Shemaine.
Good to see you too. So we see from the video that you're someplace on a boat, maybe?
Yeah, still out at sea. It's been a great trip. It was pretty ice cold, and we're back up to, I think it was 85 today. And I'll be in Buenos Aires again in a few days and be there for a bit and then headed back to the States. So I think I have stuff out of the country, other directions, another continent here yet before the month's over. But been a great travel this last year. I've had just a tremendous amount of travel, so a lot of fun.
So you were in Antarctica. What's in Antarctica?
Well, I'll probably save that somewhat for a later show just because it's a complex conversation. But let me just start it this way. We've been dealing for a very long time with a group that presumes that they get to be a breakaway, that they get to move ahead of the rest of the world and dominate like what Europe did during the Industrial Revolution over other countries such as, say, Africa or, you know, in their mind, China or Indonesia, other places, South America, the Americas. And so they purport to be able to move ahead of the rest of us. And they have their locations that they work from. And they want to turn the world upside down and watch the Northern Hemisphere go into complete, utter chaos. And through wars, fighting, bring us down to the ground, flip the world upside down, and start the next phase of humanity, if you will, from the Southern Hemisphere. And it sounds almost like a Armand Flint or James Bond movie, but if you think about what's happened to us over the last few years, it really is exactly that. We have megalomaniacs in the industrial world, the pharmaceuticals, which is just a branch, the military, the politics, that are trying to control where humanity is going. It's more than just a country. But with America at the forefront, perceptively, the way that the world perceives it, at the forefront, if you control the leadership of America, you control the direction of the whole world. And so today, this moment is about beginning to flip that back. I've talked about since the end of the year last year that Valentine's Day and beyond, it's like the St. Valentine's Day massacre in its own realm, in a technical realm. It's not about people literally, you know, a false flag or something like that. And I've tried to be very clear with that all along. We're talking about exposure of literally these crime families. And we're watching crime families fighting each other for dominance over the whole world. The St. Valentine's Day massacre of the Irish gang in Chicago that controlled the police and the judges was fighting the Italian gang that controlled the shops and the booze and things like that. And there had been a child of one of the police officers that had been killed in a little mob infraction. And so the decision was to go take out all of one of the other family groups and right that wrong. In this situation, in this quest for control of planet Earth through the leadership, we as Americans were caught in the crossfire of various groups seeking to control the electoral process in America. And that's what 2020 and further back 2016 were all about. When Hillary and that cramp, the Clinton camp, didn't win the election, even though they had a lot of things in place to control the election outcome, Trump won so big that their mechanisms weren't ready for such a large win, and it exceeded their capabilities. In 2020, it wasn't a different group, and it wasn't extra national, or it wasn't just nationals that were involved, because this is about control of the planet through these critical control centers, which the president of the United States, you have the military, the politics, the dollar, all sorts of issues that are in play. If you can control who's in the presidential position, you can really affect where the world is going. And so there was no price too high. There was no bridge too far to get in there and have some influence over the election to try and control that. The part that wasn't understood, and I'm talking to a group here that probably the majority of your audience agrees that 2020 was a stolen election and that in reality Trump won. But within what has been there so far, even if we had inferences through a glass darkly, shadows, we knew the basics. We knew the numbers couldn't be right based on what we saw. It doesn't mean that we had court-ready, actionable stuff. For example, in the data flow going out, remember that the vote machines were shut down in the middle of the night, November 4th, in the wee early morning hours, in a half a dozen key locations. And then they suddenly came back on. They were the vote count was stopped for several different reasons in the various states, that none of them made sense. You know, water main broke and they couldn't count. Everyone home right. came back and said they continue counting. We know that the machines were transparent. The data was able to come out of the machines. We knew data could go in. We knew that there had been stuff that happened. The part that wasn't, and we knew that there was a plan to do that. And this wasn't just solely inside the United States. This is the part that it really gets pretty wonky. Remember, you had intelligence agency officials, 51 of whom signed a letter saying that the Biden laptop was a Russian disinformation plot. And of course, that goes back to this whole Russia thing going back to 2016 and before 2015. There was a plan in place to cook the books and use that whole scenario. The key thing that the audience today should kind of key on, and that I'm going to try to convey to you in just a few moments, is that when the plot was in place and the players were involved in it, when they failed at 2016 and Trump came into office, they didn't have the opportunity to re-engineer or come up with new plays. They had the same playbook. Their solution was they had missiles in their torpedoes in the torpedo tubes. They just had to redo the settings and fire again. And that's exactly what they did. They had to use the same tools, weapons, mechanisms of engagement.
So now, I have to interrupt you because I have a minute left.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I could talk to you forever, and I'm sure I will. But real quick one, yes or no. Okay, let's start this. What's your favorite ice cream? Just tell me real quick, so I can get you on this path.
Spumoni.
Spumoni. I like mint chocolate chip. Chocolate chip. Okay.
I like mint chocolate chip, yeah.
Good. Okay. Will there be an election?
No.
Okay.
Not on time.
That's what I thought. A pause.
Not on time.
And is there hope for America?
Yes, because what's happening in the next few hours and days, and it'll take, it's steak on the table. It takes time to cook, and it takes time to slice it off and eat it because it's a big steak. The core thing that I want people to remember is the alliance between the intelligence community and the State Department. And the information going out through the intelligence community assets and communication, came back in to cook the election through mm-hmm. State Department mechanisms. That's what's yeah. not been understood so far. That's where the exposure is. The exposure of Kerry, the exposure of the Clintons, and the exposure of the intelligence agency personnel that cooked 2020. 2020 isn't over yet. That's what this moment's all about. And that's why we're not going to have the election on time, because there was foreign interference with American players who colluded to put people in power who are not the people that the American people voted into office, to do things that weren't on behalf of America, but on a globalist scheme. It's like a James Bond flick or an Armand Flint movie.
This is exactly like a James Bond movie, but in real life. Juan O'Savin, thank you yep. so much for joining me. I'll be in touch with you. God bless you and stay safe.
All right. Beautiful.
Talk to you soon. Up next, we'll discuss the border crisis with a friend who plans on doing something about it in the Senate. Stay tuned.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. I want to share something with you that I just started doing in this past year. And I got to tell you, I feel better. I sleep better. I feel like my hair and my skin look better. And my digestion is better. What am I doing? Well, I'm feeling healthier throughout the day because I am taking Field of Greens. It's very different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was methodically chosen to support the heart and vital organ health. Trust Field of Greens to keep you healthy. I promise you're going to love this product, but if you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. So I got you 15% off your first order and free rush shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code freedom. That's fieldofgreens.com and the promo code is freedom. You know, California is a beautiful state. Who doesn't love California? The topography. But you know, the way that they're running this state is not so pretty. As a result, the state's borders are broken, the streets are full of trash, and consumers are paying some of the highest prices in the nation for their foods and goods. So can we turn it around? Charlita Bassett wants to do so, and she's running to beat California, to become California's next senator. Charlita, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to see you.
Good to see you too. Now, I got to ask you, why in the world did you decide to get into politics?
Oh, I can't handle what they're doing anymore to this beautiful state. And it's, I don't even feel like I'm getting into politics. I feel like I'm fighting a battle against good versus evil. And the things that are happening at the border and the children that are disappearing and the dishonor to our veterans, I've had it. I can't stand them seeing them use our money against us. And that's exactly what our government's doing.
Well, God bless you. You and I met at the Bards Fest last June in Yuba City, California. And it was literally a spiritual warfare conference run by Scott Kesterson. And you're right. You're going to be going to battle the biggest demons ever. And when people don't know that this really is, when they don't understand this is spiritual warfare, how can you describe it, Charlita?
So I've been saying the name of Jesus when I get up, like we'll have 2 minutes or 10 minutes to talk with the other candidates and to the crowd to try to get the GOP's vote, which they won't vote for me because my account's not big enough. But when you say the name of Jesus and people get up and walk out, or you have someone walk into your meeting, which we have had happen, so disoriented, trying to get this dirty backpack off of their nice, beautiful ski suit, and don't know why they want it off, and they're so disturbed, they actually walked out the door. This was in Auburn, California. And I told everyone, this is spiritual warfare, because people knew that it was the most bizarre thing for a young man to walk in. He looked like he just got off the ski slopes of Vail, and he was so lost, but you could tell in his eyes, he wanted to get something out of his backpack, and he kept coming up to me. And when he walked out the back door, finally, they went ahead and stopped him from coming back in. And I told everyone in the room, we're dealing with spiritual warfare. You can see what's happening with this young man. We need to start praying. And I just started praying over the whole crowd and pleading the blood of Jesus that he would protect us and deliver that young man. And it took about 10 minutes before he finally stopped trying to get this dirty backpack that did not match his outfit. And he walked away. And some people in the back were crying because they could tell he was demon possessed. Just the look in his face, his eyes were like rolling a cloud. And it didn't scare me at all. We have authority in the name of Jesus, and people just don't understand that when you're dealing with evil, it will always try to make you feel like you're the bad guy when they're actually the bad guy. So they'll manipulate you into thinking that you're weaker, but people need to remember that Jesus is not the same as Satan. Satan is a fallen angel, and we have authority to stand and occupy the land, and that's what God asks us to do in the Bible. And they need to be reminded that Satan is nothing but a fallen angel, and Jesus's blood is so much stronger than anything that could ever be, because it's washed our sins away. Yeah. So
I love that. And I know, and I can feel your passion in what you're saying. Let's talk a little bit about, for just a moment, about CCP. They're buying up land in California. Yeah. Are you aware that you're aware of that, right?
100% aware of that. They've bought over 330 something thousand acres of farmland only, and they're not planning on using it as farmland.
What are they going to use it for?
I believe that the people that have been coming in through the southern border, especially the southern border, they are coming in from the north also. The Chinese Communist Party have been building a bridge across the Darien Gap, and Ann Vanderstill and Michael Yon have been surveilling that, as well as Doc Pete Chambers, who's endorsed me. But they have videotaped it, and the bridge is actually meant to carry three large tanks across it to go up through the state of the country of Mexico into California. And the Chinese Communist Party worked directly with the cartel. They have for generations. And they are infiltrating and taking weapons directly to those locations in farmlands in the United States. And I believe they actually even have things off of the coast. And what their total plan is to drain the Panama Canal so that California no longer would be able to have our cargo ships bring in goods and foods that we order from other countries. But we would have to go down around South America and come back up into Gulf of Mexico. So not only are they using sex trafficking bringing in the fentanyl, but after I spoke with General Flynn last week, trafficking now is the number one crime in the United States. And the Chinese Communist Party is perpetrating this because the Chinese men that are coming across the border, which there's videos of them using TikTok as a map of where the holes are in the fence, because there's four states that border the southern border. And they are getting in, have all the directions, and they bring a child with them, a child that's not the same nationality, and that's their payment. And they're getting taken to Walmarts in Texas and used as a prison, basically, and we don't know where the children are going. 85,000 have disappeared that CPS has written down, but Sidney Powell has informed me that it's well over 100,000 children.
I can imagine. It's so despicable and so disgusting. And if people aren't waking up now, Charlita, to what is going on, especially at the border, it affects every state. It affects all of these United States. And just real quickly, I want to ask you, do we have a country if we don't have a border? Because we don't have a border.
No, but a U.S. senator does have the authority as a U.S. senator, because they're federal. They are meant to be ambassadors for the nation. It's not just for the state of California. That's why this seat is so detrimental to our state. And if we cannot have legislation that is passed in the Senate to stop this, to close our border down and help President Trump push Agenda 47, we will fall. But California in particular, we are the largest food producer for the United States as well as other nations. I got another phone call this morning from Pakistan. This is my first one from them to pray over the United States. I get several calls from India. I've had a call from Australia, Dubai. They are praying that President Trump comes back to office. They pray the blood of Jesus covers the United States and that we do not fail. And they're also praying over the seat that I am running for, because they know that I stand on the word of Jesus and his power and the authority that he has given me as a child of God to stand on that and make it not a Democrat or a Republican seat, but a people's seat for the United States, an American citizen seat, and remind them what our constitutional values are.
Absolutely. Charlita, how can people support your campaign?
So we're asking everyone if they could just donate $1. The economy is horrible, and if anybody can just do that, it really does add up. But my website is www.charleta.com, and we encourage you to look at any of the videos that we have. You'll see what I stand for, and you can bank on it.
I love that. Charleta, thank you so much for joining me. Stay safe and stay healthy, because you're going to need it. A lot of times people will say, you know, God is going to guide you. Yes, but we have to do what we need to do to keep our bodies healthy also.
Yes.
So take care of your health, and be careful when you're traveling. God bless you. Thank you so
thank
much,
you. God
Charleta.
Bless you too. I love you. Thanks, Shemaine.
Aw, I love you too.
Okay.
Thank you. Coming up, our next guest is sharing the gospel in the unlikeliest places. That story coming up next.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. We all take the little things for granted, like what's in your water. Maybe just a little VOC, volatile organic compound, maybe just a little arsenic or mRNA. Yuck. I found Sentry Wellness System that removes harmful toxins and enriches the water with essential nutrients. It's cheaper and better than buying plastic water. Check out SentryH2O.com and use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. That's SentryH2O, HEALTHY10 for a discount. If you've never heard of the Great Commission, you can find it in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, and it says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Well, that's what Jesus told his disciples before he went back to heaven, and since then, Christians have been fulfilling that Great Commission in many different ways. Well, my next guest is doing his part in places that you might not think of as church, in bars across America. Pro wrestler, actor, producer, and my friend Randall Reeder joins us live now from Saved Savage Ministries. Randall, thanks for being here.
How are you? Thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell me, why bars?
You know, because God told me to. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but one morning I had finished up the word and I was just kind of staring blankly at the floor. And my Aunt Sandy, I'd been she does the same Bible reading that I do. And she says, "Are you okay?" And I says, "Yeah." And she said, "What's going on?" I said, I don't believe God's going to bless anything I touch until I put his ministry first. And then I was immediately like, why would I say something like that? And, but I heard myself say it. So God spoke to me through me. And she said, "Well, what's that?" And I said, "Well, you know, you kind of think he would think that if he's not going to bless me till I do it, he would tell me what it is." And I was really upset with God that morning. And then, in the shower, I was just overcome with this. You cannot be telling me to go into bars at 2 p.m. on Sunday and do an unchurched church service. This is crazy. This is what crazy people do. And I was listening to my Pandora with some Christian music from like Zach Williams. And all of a sudden, Cody Jinks starts playing. And I was like, what is Cody Jinks playing on my Christian Pandora for? And I stepped out of the shower to thumbs down it so it doesn't mess up my algorithm. And about that time, he says, "You know, I remember Matthew 5. I'm just thankful to be alive." And a lot of those people on the mountain were just like me. And I was like, okay, I won't thumbs down this. And I will go into bars at 2 p.m. And that's how Save Savage Ministry started.
Good for you. Now, for those people who are looking at you and going, "I know that guy from somewhere," tell us about some of the projects you've been involved in acting.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I go back all the way back, 20, almost 30 years to Walker, Texas Rangers and things like that I started doing, you know, back in the 90s. And I just kind of became, I set out to be the next Randall Tex Cobb, and I kind of became that. And I'm that guy in all these crazy movies from 21 Jump Streets to Harold and Kumar to Guantanamo Bays to the, I'm in the Deadpool franchise. I'm in all three of those. And so, a lot of the stuff I've done doesn't make my mom proud, but I also, you know, I was able, because of all of that, I was able to, produce and star in a TV series for PureFlix that is still on PureFlix called Sons of Thunder, you know, about an outlaw biker who finds the Lord and then goes around roaming around trying to help people and try to fix his problems and do the will of God and all that. It's kind of a modern day kung fu from a Christian standpoint. And I was really proud of that. So at least I was able to do that. That made my mom and my God proud.
Oh, that's awesome. And maybe that character is going into bars on Sundays and preaching. No.
Well, it's so funny that, you know, one of Simon in Sons of Thunder is a lot. Obviously, there's a lot of me in there. Embarrassingly, a lot of the background is similar. And then or shamefully, I should say. And then. Yeah. And then now we go into these bars. So it is kind of, it's, you know, I find myself sometimes like, Lord, am I leaving Hollywood?
We are having, there you are. We are having a little bit of technical trouble. Are you still with us, Randall?
I am.
Okay. Good. Okay, so we might need to wrap this. Spiritual warfare, I think. Randall, how can people find you?
SaveSavage.com. You can go to SaveSavage.com and find us there. And yeah, you can help support SaveSavage.com by joining or subscribing to Americonic.com. It helps financially. It's a rev share, which is a great platform that we've been building.
That's awesome. Randall Reeder, thank you so much for joining me. You and I have kind of talked about working together, so I hope that happens this year in 2024.
We have to make that happen this year.
We do. We have to make that happen. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for being here, Randall.
God bless you. Thanks so much. Thank you for what you're doing. This is sweet. You and Uncle Ted do is just incredible. So thanks so much. I love y'all and see y'all soon.
We love you too. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Here's another fun fact for you. There is actually a protein bar that tastes great, and it's called Kingdom Candy, and it's my new favorite on-the-go meal replacement. And it's, get this, it's got natural ingredients like spinach, kale, turmeric, pink Himalayan sea salt. I know what you're thinking. How does that taste good in a protein bar? It does. I promise you. It's also zero sugar. It's gluten-free, zero trans fat. Go to shop.fmidr.com and use the code FAITH for a 15% discount. That's shop.fmidr.com. And use the promo code FAITH. And I want to find out which one you like better. I like the salted caramel, and Ted likes the peanut butter. So I want to hear from you. Okay, guys, I want to tell you, they've successfully shadow banned me on social media platforms and even permanently banned me on X, Twitter, whatever. But I want to tell you, I'm so grateful to have this platform here on Real America's Voice, to have this connection. And come on, the guests that I get to interview are so great. The guests today are amazing. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank everybody at Real America's Voice. And I want to ask, please, if you enjoyed anything about this show, please do share it with other people, because again, we're shadow banned and it's hard to get the word out, but the algorithms are changing even more. coming up, and it's going to get difficult to even have any type of communication at all. So thank you to Real America's Voice. Thank you for watching. If you want to find out more about what I do, other things that I do, sometimes I've been teaching group fitness classes since 1980. So I have a couple of workout videos here and there, and you can check all of that out on my website. It's ShemaineNugent.rocks, R-O-C-K-S. And sometimes I have a newsletter and magazine. You can subscribe to that because I've got a brand new program coming out real soon about faith and freedom and health that you're not going to want to miss. As I was mentioning to Charlita, we got to take care of ourselves. You never know when, you know, we could say, use me, God, use me. But if you don't feel good, how can he use you? So take care of your health, take care of yourself, and continue to watch this program and share this program. I really appreciate it. Subscribe to my inner circle on Instagram. And again, you can get my newsletter at ShemaineNugent.rocks. And guys, as Esther 4:14 reminds us, perhaps you were born for such a time as this. God bless. I'll see you next week.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.